Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price says she's moving to seek disqualification of Superior Court Judge Mark McCannon from all criminal cases involving her office.
Judge Mark McCannon overstepped his boundaries as a judicial officer and has created a firestorm of prejudicial comments that do not, in my view, serve justice. The judge is supposed to be an impartial referee managing cases that come before him. Because of Judge McCannon's inappropriate comments and conduct on two separate occasions, my office will file a motion to disqualify him from hearing any criminal cases being prosecuted by our office.
Price's move is unusual but not groundbreaking. The Mercury News reports her predecessor, Nancy O'Malley, last July moved to disqualify another Superior Court judge from all cases. The controversy stems from a case involving D'Alonzo Logwood, who faced 75 years to life for multiple murders he allegedly committed shortly after turning 18 in 2008. Logwood was arrested about 7 years later. The case had languished in the DA's office since then. Shortly after entering office, District Attorney Pamela Price negotiated a plea deal that would require 15 years of incarceration and a single manslaughter charge. Judge McCann, though, rejected the deal, saying he had spent many sleepless nights pondering it. McCannon said he needed to do what he believed was right and supported by the law. In court this week, the judge refused requests from both the DA's office and Logwood's defense attorney to recuse himself from the case. According to the online Berkeley Scanner, McCannon said in court that, quote, "I am not the low-hanging fruit or scapegoat for the debacle this case has become." He added, quote, "I'm not here to rubber stamp your agreements." McCannon is a former prosecutor. Price was elected on a pledge to transform the criminal justice system. Like other progressive DA, she has faced pushback and accusations of being soft on crime. In her video posted to social media, Price blasted media outlets, including for their coverage of the Logwood case.
"I can't talk about the evidence in that case, but I want you to know that we have reviewed the case extensively to make sure that it can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. That's what we are committed to do with every case. It is against a prosecutor's ethics to try a case in the public, as some reporters are demanding that I do."
Judge McCannon has said jury selection will begin April 17th. Logwood's attorney said he will appeal McCannon's refusal to recuse himself from the trial. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.